Amen. Everybody give me an amen to make sure we got a good mic check here because I'm a little bit rusted, so I got to make sure this thing is working. Welcome, everybody. Our dear friend, she's having a hard time. She needs to join the audio channel, so somebody help her with that. She's got to join the audio channel to hear audio and then come back into this channel on top of it. She has to be in two channels, you know, so I know it's a little confusing to some folks, but unfortunately, that's how it's got to be done for her. But anyway, I'm glad that you're here. It is Friday. I've been gone for a week because I've been on vacation. It's good to be back, so to speak. I still wish I was on vacation, but you know, our time was limited and we had to get back home. But you know, we're glad to be back home. But you know what? I like to be out elsewhere too, you know. So again, one of you or maybe two of you probably already knows a little bit about this message here tonight, because if you are on my Facebook link, you have already seen what I call, a prequel, like a movie to the sequel to the movie or something like that. They call it a prequel to the real movie or actual movie or something. But anyway, some of you who's on my Facebook friends, y'all got a prequel to this message that's going to be preached tonight, because again, I told one of my friends, and it was kind of odd when I was thinking about it that night when I'm looking at the stars. I said, you know, I looked at my wife and said, you know, in a weird way, I gave a message, a sermon on the mount, you know, so to speak. We was on a mountain. I gave a sermon 3,000 feet up, and some of you saw, you know, the background, whatever, and it was pretty neat, you know. And I didn't think, I actually was going to have cell service to do it, but I was inspired to give a quick little message, and this is message here. It's what I call an offshoot of that message from last Thursday night. So I'm glad that you're here. It is Friday. I hope our dear friend can get in the room. You know, she works off of a phone, and she's not very computer illiterate, but, you know, hopefully she can get in here. If not, you know, I'm going to repost the link for her to listen to it again later. So anyway, like I said, this is an add-on from a short message that I did last Thursday night on vacation from a mountaintop And I gave some thoughts to y'all who listen to it, or those who watch it. I gave some thoughts about being too busy. Now, I think we can relate to that because a lot of times we get busy. You know, we're busy doing so many things around the house. We're busy doing things in the job. We're busy doing things in life. Busy, busy, busy. And if you look around, you see a lot of people busy too, because, you know, like in all over town, there's hardly any traffic. You know, that's what's kind of like about those small rural communities. But man, ever since Hurricane Katrina, this area blew up, and it's just so much traffic. Everybody's just scurrying about like a bunch of ants. They're busy. But when I was on vacation last Thursday, I was watching people as we were driving up towards the mountains, and I was watching how people were hurrying and scurrying about. You know, they were busy. No one took the time. No one took the time to chill. No one took the time to relax. And as I was thinking about this on one of our rides, you know, because most of our rides, it's like a spur of the moment deal. We just go out, boom, we hit the roads. Now with our new navigational system, hey, I'm not worried about getting lost, because if I want to get back to the cabin, I just punch in the coordinates and it brings me right back. So now we just ride and we just enjoy. But I was thinking during one of the rides before that Thursday night, if you think about this, one of the prime dangers for Christians today, and I'm talking about us, one of the prime dangers for Christian today is getting so busy, and I'm talking about really busy, we end up losing our spiritual focus. If you're not careful, if you allow yourself to get too busy, you end up losing your spiritual focus. And especially when you think about this, especially as the pace of society hastens, and I mean society is busy, quick, fast, done, instant gratification, and so on and so on and so on. You can get caught up in those things. You can get so wrapped up in those things. You can get so busy that you will end up losing your spiritual focus. Now, think about this. The real danger to spiritual growth is busyness. That's the real danger, folks, to your spiritual growth is busyness. That's what's going to happen if you get caught up in that. And think about this one. Most Christians follow this model, and this probably applies to some of us. But think about this. Most Christians apply to this model. We work for 6 days a week. We rest on Sunday. We attend church and worship service with fellow believers and feed on His words. But is it enough? Is that enough that we just feed on God's word only once a week? How about this? Do many of us fall into this category? We wind down at the end of the day. We plop down in front of the TV or with our mobile devices. We go to sleep. Again, we get up the next morning, we go to work, come back home, do the same routine as the day before. Day in, day out. Day in, day out. If you're honest, some of us falls into that category. We get so caught up in business, we do the same thing virtually almost every day. But then, at times, we can lose spiritual focus. And yet, we do take time for other fun things in our lives. But somehow, everything related to God at times does take a back seat. And the reason why I'm saying this is because a lot of times, you know, we get so wrapped up in business, we get wrapped up in jobs, we get wrapped up in doing things, And sometimes, hey, we take time for ourselves to go do fun things, but a lot of times when we do those fun things, we put God somewhere on the back seat. We do. If you don't think about it, you do. So the question arises whenever we do things like that, you know, okay, God, I'm going to give you a little time, but, you know, I want some fun time for myself. So we kind of slip a little bit on the praying. We slip a little bit on the reading. We slip a little bit of going to church. You know, we slip a little bit in the studies. We slip a little bit in fellowship. Well, folks, the question arises if we start doing those things. The question arises, have we, to a point, become so busy for God? You think about that. Have we, ourselves, become so wrapped up in business that we're too busy for God? Now, I don't know about you, but you know, me and my dear friend, we talk a lot, and I talk to other people, but you think about this. Everything that you are, everything that you have, is not yours. It all belongs to God. We're just caretakers of these things. But yet, sometimes we allow busyness to override praise, honor, and glory to God. Sometimes we put God on the shelf. You see, me, my friends, what I've been seeing and watching more these days, and I'm talking about Christians, I'm talking about fellow brothers and sisters, I have seen many are so caught up in things such as mobile phones. You go to church service or whatever, and I swear, you see a lot of people even sitting in the sanctuary, they're doing this. They're texting. They're on Facebook. I can overlook some of the pews, and I see with their screens what they're looking at, or they're watching sports scores or whatever. But if you see it a lot of times, even at home, even in public places, everybody's caught up in these. Their minds are so focused on that, they're not focused on God anymore. They're caught up in these mobile phones. They're caught up in the TVs. They're caught up with the internet. More so, they are caught up with self-indulgence. They're caught up with the indulgence of life. And so forth. All this list goes on and on and on. You think about it. These things has become the very things that keep you so busy. Think about it. I'm speaking for truth because I'm not trying to pick on my lovely wife. If she was here, she would probably kind of point that finger at me. But every time I turn around, guess what I see her doing? I know she works all day long. She comes home, she wants to unwind. But most times when we're trying to eat or watch a little TV or have a little communication. See, I told a pastor friend of mine the other day, he said, well, Joe, I sent out notices that we wouldn't have in church. I said, oh, where? He said, well, I sent it out on Facebook. I looked at him and said, well, pastor, not everybody lives on Facebook all day long. See, everybody's becoming too busy. Busy bees. They're not learning how to take time. They're not learning how to chill. And you see, folks, these things is causing you to become busy because, again, we're not really taking a step back to really look at the awe of God. We're not really thinking about God. Yeah, God's in there somewhere at times. But are we making him our number one priority in all things? Are we? Truly? If you was to be honest with yourself, you probably would find yourself almost saying, no, I really don't. Scary thought, isn't it? And let me tell you something, folks. I think, and I am sure, this is nothing more than Satan's ploy to keep us busy, to keep us so engrossed into the things of the world, into the things of the flesh, that we do not think much of our spiritual well-being or to the closeness of the end of this age. I'm not going to get into all kind of crazy theories of end times events and all of that stuff, but I do tell you one thing. I was talking to a bunch of Christian friends on vacation, and we were saying this from what a few pastors I ran into up there on that vacation, and I looked at them and said, what do you think about today's times? And many of them that I talked to, I didn't even have to say nothing. What they said came out of my mouth is already what I've been feeling. And a lot of them said, you know what? I truly believe we are in the end times. Now, we don't know when it's going to happen, but the way people are today, the way their attitudes are today, the way everybody's carrying on today, the way the wickedness is growing more rampant, the way evil is ramped up, where, I mean, you just turn around and say, this is what I've been doing lately. I've been staying away from television. I've been staying away from news. That's why I even took that vacation, because the cabin we had no cable, no dish, no nothing. My wife said, what? No cable? Oh, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to chill out and meditate with the Lord. I did that for a reason, because I was getting so busy and caught up in all those things. And this is why, again, folks, I think Satan is doing this to attack our spiritual well-being, to keep us busy in all these things, to get caught up in all these things, get wrapped up on all these things. So that way we start to tend to think God's in there somewhere, but we're thinking more of those things. But you know why Satan's also doing this, folks? I can tell you what, and I can tell you why. You know why Satan's doing these things to us right now? Satan knows his time is short. Satan knows his time is running out. He knows it. He knows, in fact, better than we do. And we ourselves, if you start doing what I've been doing, I've been getting away from all this crazy nonsense of conspiracy theories, all these crazy debates on Facebook and YouTube and everything else. Every time someone sends me a link, Jim, you need to check this out, man. No, don't send that to me. Now, if it's dealing with Jesus, the Bible, the Word of God, I'm all for it. But if it's talking about vaccines and this and poverty and this and fighting and all this other junk that's been going on in this world, look, I've been telling them, don't send it to me, because you know what? I don't care about it. I'm not trying to sound cold or vicious, but I've been getting so busy to get caught up in all those things, my spiritual focus was starting to go down the tubes. Because again, Satan is bombarding us. He is doing this on purpose. He's not worried about non-believers. You think about this, folks. You think non-believers care about all the stuff that's going on? No. If you really look around, which I've been sad lately, I'm watching so many Christians get caught up in all this stuff, all this junk, all this nonsense. I've been seeing Christians get so busy in their lives, they're not taking time out for their family, nor are they really taking time out for God. And I'm seeing many ministers now are getting burnt out, because they're trying to take on a lot too, and they're dealing with a lot. But a lot of them got caught up in so much busyness, that's why they became burnt out. You see, guys and gals, the way I feel about it as a minister, if you are called to serve God, there is no quitting. There is no resigning. There is no walking away. That's the life you made a decision to follow, and you're going to follow that for the rest of your natural born life. There's no use saying, well, I'm burnt out. I don't want to do this no more. You see, that's why I think we are so close to those end of times. We don't know when the events may. It may not happen to another 500 more years or 1,000 more years. Who knows? But you can see the attitude of people today, the busyness, the anger, the hate, the rage, the jealousy. I mean, it's just going nuts. You can see the way people are treating each other. Their attitudes stink. Man, you just have to go to Walmart. Like, I go to Walmart every other day today, and it's just every time you go out there on the road, it's ew. Good grief. And they're trying to cut you off. They're in a hurry. Everybody's hurry, 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 because they want to get their thing. I actually had a guy cut me off in the cashier lane at Walmart. He was walking so fast, he didn't care about me. He didn't care whether he ran over me with the buggy or not. He just, boom. I stopped and looked at him like, dude, He looked like at me like, what? Now, Jumbo had been in his flesh days, I would have showed him some what. But I had to bite my tongue. And more so what I've been seeing lately is how low that humanity itself is stooping to where innocent children are not even spared anymore. They don't care. And to many Christians out there, which I've been seeing, I heard many of them, and I caught a few of them saying that on our vacation last week when we was in this Christian conference. And we was talking about some general conversation thing just to make some shop talk. And I heard many of them saying, well, you know what? I'm not worried about it because it's not happening to me. What? Things that's happening to children and people and all that stuff, you're not worried about it because it's not happening to you? And you're a Christian? You're here at this worship rally? And they say, well, it's not happening to me, Pastor Jim, because we don't concern ourselves with it. Now, you heard me say, yeah, I'm trying to stay away from it, but I'm trying to stay away from all the useless arguments, the babblings, the carrying on, and so forth. I'm staying away from that. But I do care about what's going on with people, the hurt, the loneliness. I do care about them. It affects my heart. But I feel to myself that the intensity of evil is increasing just like it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot. We are bombarded with so much bad news that evil has lost its shock value. We become so numb to it that we are no longer fazed when we hear of such things on the news or the radio or Facebook or the internet. We became so numb to things that's been happening, it's not even fazing us no more. It's been affecting me, though. I'm not trying to brag, and that's another story. But what happens to many of us is, when we deeply sense our need for God, that's when we make time for Him. That's when we make time for Him. Whenever you sense a need, many people sense a need for God, that's when I notice they make time for Him, when something's going on with their lives. Wow. And yet sometimes even Christians themselves get so busy, and I was talking to a few earlier and yesterday and the day before, and I was talking to many of them on Facebook and here and another place on the internet, and I had many of them tell me, well, Jim, I'm not being bad, but I just don't have time to study. Oh, I just don't have real time to pray. I really don't have time to think about the future. Oh, why you don't have time? And most of the fact is, they become so busy and wrapped up with something else, that's why they don't have time, because that what they are getting caught up in or business in, like I said earlier, they are putting God on the back seat because they're focused on other things. And yes, many needs to make a living. Yeah, we got to have jobs. We got to do this. We got to do things. Yeah, many of us have to do those things. We have to go to work. We have to take care of the family. We have to take care of our needs. But do those things become the focus of our lives? Someone once said this, and I caught this off the internet, because I look for a lot of illustrations, quotes, and stuff like that to add it to the message. But someone once said, don't confuse busyness with growth. Don't confuse busyness with growth. What about you? Are you growing? Or are you just too busy? Which is it? you got your Bibles with you tonight, we're going to be in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Lisa, our dear friend, she posts this for us, and thank her for doing so because she takes the time out to do this. But our reading scriptures for tonight is Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. And look what it says. And now they went on their way. Jesus entered a village. A woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not even care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me. Now, I can imagine probably the tone of her voice. But the Lord answered her, said, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her. Wow. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you tonight and we submit ourselves to you and your authority. And we ask of you, O Father, to speak to our hearts in this message. I'm glad that you spoken to it to me last Thursday. It inspired me. It gave me a lot of insights and thought. You know, and I was thinking after I presented a short little sermonette on this thing, I said, you know what? I'm going to use that as a main message, Father. When I get to town, I'm going to work on it a little bit more. So give me some more inspiration to do this than what you did, and I'm grateful. We need to learn how to start taking time out for ourselves. But first of all, we got to come to you and confess to you. If we got any sins in our lives, forgive us, for we have fallen short of your precious and gracious mercy. Father, we don't mean to sin. You know, we don't try to sin on purpose. And we don't use this as an excuse to sin, but, you know, at times we do. But I'm sure glad that your grace is unlimited. It does not give us what I call a get-out-of-jail-free card, the intention to go out there and do it, but at least you show mercy. I ask you to bless those folks who are here tonight. They could have been elsewhere, but they're here tonight to hear this message. Speak to their hearts as they listen. And show them if there's anything in their lives that they got to work on, help them see it. We thank you, we love you, we praise you and honor you in all that we do. We give all the praise and glory to you. In Jesus' name we all say, amen. And y'all seen it, and unfortunately the bots are messed up, both of them. I'm trying to talk to the technicians, and this is the week of everything seemed like going wrong and messed up, but the title of this message is called Busy Bees. You know, that's what the title is. But have we, after reading this passage here, have we ourselves in today's society become like Martha and became so busy in our lives with things in our lives that we ourselves are now distracted from the finer things of life? Have we become like Martha ourselves, folks? I challenge you to go deeper inside yourself and find out, am I? Have I become like Martha? I've become so busy in doing this and that and everything else that, God, I'm not giving you the full 100% of my devotional life? Have we missed out on what God has done for us because we are so busy and focusing on other things besides listening or serving God? Have we become so busy? Most of us today has become so distracted that many of us are now caught up what I call busyness because we are not willing to take the time to chill out or even bother to try to sit down in a quiet, desolate place to hear from God or even try to listen to what God is trying to tell us. Let me tell you something, friends. Busyness is a very dangerous thing for us. And if we're so caught up with it, you and I can fall into a trap and find ourselves so far from God, we will end up growing cold. When you think about it, in today's times, we are more hurried than our ancestors were in the past. And yes, when you think about our ancestors in the past, they were busy. But they understood, and this is what I like about it, they understood the value of time to take off and to relax and to enjoy life to its fullest. They were busy, but they took time to enjoy life to its fullest. They took time to rest. They took time to take off. But see, many in today's times now feels there's never enough time to accomplish what we want or need to do. I've been guilty of saying that, you know, I said, you know, sometimes there ain't enough time for me to do what I need to do. And when I started thinking about that from that message last Thursday and this message here for tonight, I started thinking about that, using that excuse. Oh, there's never enough time for me to sit here and write more messages. There's never enough time for me to try to talk to direct messages of people who's hurting here in this chat room. There's never enough time for me to try to talk to people in the church. There's never enough time for me to try to talk to many people that I've been running across to on the streets or cutting grass with Jesus because I don't have enough time. Folks, that is wrong. We got all the time in the world. Our lifetime here is short, yes. But we're never that busy not to have enough time to do what we need to do. See, because we become so wrapped up in doing things, we ourselves are never taking time out to enjoy what God has given us or what He has done. That's our problem. We're not taking the time out to enjoy what God gave us. Y'all are sitting in a cushy chairs, I hope, you know. For some of you, I think you are. You're probably in a house with heat or air. You're connected to the internet. You're listening to this message. You got it made compared to half the people out there. But yet, with all these luxuries, some of us still became too busy to enjoy the finer things of life. And the sad part of this, that many has become so busy to enjoy what God has created or even done and never taken the time to reflect upon Him or even rest. And see, that's why I noticed that when I was taking that ride out, because it's been 2 years that we actually took a trip. Because generally, me and my wife, we always try to save up money to take trips every year, usually about October to, you know, Maggie Valley, North Carolina, because that's my favorite place, riding around the Smoky Mountains. Because the reason why I do that, there's places up there I love to go chill out. There's one spot that's 6,400 feet high where a lot of times the clouds are rolling over the mountain. But I love sitting up there and overlooking the quietness and the beauty of God. And what you hear when you're up there? Nothing. No noise, no ambulance, no cars, no honking horns, no barking dogs, no telephone rings, because we turn our phones off. And we just sit there and enjoy. And we listen to the quietness. Because we know what the Word of God says. God's voice is not heard in the windstorm. God's voice is not heard in earthquakes. His voice is heard in a still, small, silent voice. And this is why we have to get out of business and take time to sit still, to relax, go somewhere. Enjoy what God has done. And did you know or not that the Bible itself places great value and rest on peaceful living? I didn't know that till I was doing a short little message last Thursday, but the Bible does place great emphasis on rest and peaceful living. How do I know so? Because look what Mark chapter 6, verse 31 to 32 says. And this is Jesus speaking now, folks. And He said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. For many are coming and going, And they had no leisure to even eat. And they went away in a boat to a desolate place by themselves. You see, folks, what's happening? The problem for many people is we do not take the time to get away in a quiet place to listen or even get some rest in life. We don't. The fact is that Jesus himself tells us that we must take the time to rest, get away, and hear from God. Jesus commands us to do this. That's what he's telling us right there. Find your desolate place. Make it a priority to do so and to listen to him. Make it a priority. So in closing, I'm going to leave y'all with this. When I was writing this message, you know, of course, you know, I wrote Scribble Scrabble on my iPad, but when typing this up for you tonight, I found this on the internet on a site. I forgot where I was at because I just jump all over the place. But it said this, and I found this very interesting. You know, like, wow, never knew that. But here's the site, here's the message I found. It was a survey, okay? And in the survey, it said that Christians worldwide are simply becoming too busy for God. And here's what they found out. They said in a new release 5-year study that they did, in data collected from over 20,000 Christians, they interviewed strictly Christians, not non-believers. They collected this data from over 20,000 Christians with ages that range from 15 all the way up to 88 across 139 countries. And it said that on an average, more than four in 10 Christians around the world say, or often say, we're always too busy. We're always rushing from task to task to task to task. Wow. 4 in 10 Christians are saying they're often too busy. The busy life was found to be a distraction from God among Christians around the globe. They said here, in about 6 in 10 Christians say that it's often are always true that busyness of life in the way of developing my relationship with God has taken more precedence. Wow. 6 out of 10 Christians says that the busyness of life has taken more precedence to them over God. Wow. Now, while the study does not explain why Christians are so busy and distracted, but the study does describe the problem among Christians as a vicious cycle prompted by cultural conformity. And what that is saying there, the culture today is conforming us to the life of busyness. Wow. I was blown away by that. Really. While this may be true, it may be the case that Christians are assimilating to a culture of busyness, hurry, or even overloaded, which leads to God becoming more marginalized in Christian lives, which leads to a deteriorating relationship with God. In which case, it leads to Christians becoming even more vulnerable to adopting secular assumptions of how to live, which draws us to a conformity to a culture of busyness, hurried and overloaded. And like I said, then the cycle starts all over again. Whew. Listen, friends, we have to consciously fight against this culture of hyper busyness, to fight to keep our focus upon the Lord, to spend time when we need on preparing for the kingdom of God. We should be preparing, because again, the Bible tells us to be watching for the blessed hope. Not watching what someone says on YouTube, not watching what someone says on television, not watching what someone says about this theory, that theory, or this event, or this news article, or that article. The Bible doesn't tell us to be watching for those things. The Bible tells us you ought to have your eyes watching for the blessed hope. Because Jesus is coming, and we ain't going to know when it's going to happen. Because when it does happen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Many's going to find out they were not ready. Y'all know the parable about the 10 brides. 5 were, 5 were not. Many of you who are so busy right now, who's listening to this message, you know, you're going to be thinking, oh, I'm okay. But are you? Have you become so busy that you're not okay with God, but you think you're okay? You better check yourself. You better spend your time more focused on preparing for God's kingdom than the things of this world. Because if we allow busyness to overrun our lives, then we end up missing the most important thing in life in Christ. And we get choked up with the cares of the things of the world. And Jesus warned his disciples about this. Oh yeah, he gave a warning. He said, look, let me tell you something right now, Jack. I'm going to warn you, you better not get caught up with the wares and the tares of the world. Look what he said in Mark chapter 4, verse 18 through 19. And this is his warning to them. This is his warning to us. Hello, I'm the voice in the wilderness crying out. Look, there's your warning, my friends. I know those who's listening to you can't see the scriptures, but the scriptures is going to be Mark chapter 4, 18 through 19. I suggest you look it up and read it while listening to this, because this is what Jesus is doing. He's warning us, because when he says, and others are the ones that are sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word. But the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of the riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke up the word. And it proves unfruitful. If you're not careful, if you allow busyness to creep into your life, it's going to choke up the word, the Holy Spirit. That's why many are grown cold, or in fact, many have become lukewarm. Look, if you're listening, and I know y'all here are listening, we need to understand this message, folks. You need to understand this message. You need to understand this message and learn from a lesson from our reading scriptures. We see that Martha herself was busy and worried about other things. Now, you know, I have to admit I fell into that trap, because I myself was too busy and too focused on other things that I was not truly focusing on the word. Yes, I was in a way, but I was so wrapped up in it, I was not allowing myself to understand what it meant to relax. A dear friend sent us on that trip. And that's when I realized, when riding around, I was thinking that person. Me and my wife was thanking her. And I was looking out at all those ridges. I looked at her. I got caught up in busyness. I was so busy. So wound up, so jacked up. Forcing myself to come up with things. I was not trying to find a quiet and desolate place to get away. I was making excuses not to go. Because I was worried about other things. Like Martha. You see, Martha, she was so upset and she was so stressed out. The more she became upset at Mary, and she became really upset at Mary, because when she looked out in the room, she saw Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. That really ruffled her feathers. And when she kept looking and kept looking and kept seeing Mary sitting at the feet, she kept getting more and more upset, more mad. Yet she was still busy doing other things. She was upset at Mary because Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus rather than helping her. Mary decided to choose the finer things of life. That's what Mary decided to do. Martha, she was focused on being busy. She was focused on busy, running around, serving. And yet, here was the Master. Here was God Himself at her house. And yet, she was so busy in other things, she was not taking time out for Him. Wow. She was busy on doing things rather than hearing from God. Let's be honest, folks. Many of us now, many of you who are listening, many of us resemble Martha more than Mary. We resemble Martha more than we do Mary. So how about this? As I learned last Thursday night, sitting on that mountaintop preaching that lesson to the few that actually watched it on Facebook, and I was looking at the sunset. The wind was blowing. It was quiet. Preaching to people on Facebook, to the few that was there. Boy, that was wonderful. I was hearing from the Lord. I mean, truly in communion with Him. Because I was chill, relaxed, and calm. And I praised Him and thanked Him for laying that on my message, that message on me. So how about this? And I'm going to leave y'all with this tonight. And those who are listening. Let each of us here tonight, let each of you who's listening to this message, make an effort to make time and take time to rest in Jesus and enjoy what God has created and done for us. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while He may be found. And call upon Him when He is near. The question I pose to you tonight. Are you going to become a busyness casualty, collateral damage? Are you? I sure hope not. And remember this most important truth in your life. God has opened your mind to His awesome truth. And you have been called out of this world of chaos and confusion. Let me repeat that. God has opened your mind to His awesome truth. He called you out of this world of chaos and confusion. He pulled you out of it. So let's be grateful. Let's be grateful to Him. Let's slow down and do not become so busy in life. Don't become busy. Once you get to that point and understand, you know what, maybe what Brother Jim's been saying, he's right. I become busy. Didn't realize I was allowing it to creep in. Well, then, be grateful. Slow down. Don't become so busy. Once you come to that point, then grow. Grow. Get involved in God's work. And most important, remember, please, never let busyness sidetrack you from fulfilling your ministry. You get that, folks? Please, do not let busyness sidetrack you or keep you from fulfilling your ultimate destiny. Be like Mary. Be like her. Sit still for a change and listen and learn how to live. Amen. Let's pray.